would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Welcome to Revolution Radio with today's edition of Event Horizons, anchored by Dr. Robin Falkoff, an intelligent foray into the news and events of our current time. Robin and her team are going to take you around the world with fresh perspectives on what is going on in your world today. So stay put while Robin and crew bring you to the truth of the matter here at Revolution Radio, where the truth never sleeps.
He wants a challenge. Let's give him one.
Good morning and welcome to Event Horizons. I'm your anchor, Dr. Robin Falkoff, and it is a pleasure to be here with you this morning and every morning. Today we have a special guest lined up who is living in Spain right now, and that is Ole Damgaard, who's returning to discuss what's going on, what's the perspective on all these events right in Europe. And of course, there's so much going on in Spain at this time. Please be sure to check out his website, lightonconspiracies.com. All I can say is you will be glad you did, because he has got so much information there. He's an award-winning author, musician, artist, painter, Raja yoga teacher, and an investigator, and a very wise man. So, my friends, wow, another day and another time and opportunity to thank you all for your support, making us the number one listener-sponsored network online. We are so proud and so honored that you care enough to put your money where your mouth is, that you vote with your dollars to have access to the necessary information so that you can make informed choices. And that is a big deal, my friends, because this is the future of broadcasting. This is where everything is going online. No censorship. You don't have the mainstream media spin here at Revolution Radio. You have a diversity of hosts, and we're all volunteer, as is the staff, all volunteer. So be sure to check out the schedules, look at the lineup of different information that you can just load and leave with on your smart devices if you choose to subscribe to the podcast. I have a lot of people contacting me about the difficulty to hear the shows without subscribing, and I don't know if there is another process in the works, but it is very challenging that we're not on YouTube, and there will be more venues opening up where it will be possible to have the shows. Perhaps not right now. I know Hawk has his hands full with getting these new servers installed, and your support is making it possible. I hope that you guys will all remember the power of the dollar, and the power of the dollar can be applied to everything. And it's wonderful because it underlines what we are working on, what we are evolving to, returning to now. United we stand, divided we fall, and the magic of what can be achieved when we all work together is just that. It is magic, my friends, and that's because there are more of us than there are of them. And with the hundreds of thousands and millions of listeners for our network, guys, it just takes that $1, that $1 with donations to place your support, or if you choose to sign up for the podcast, that's $4.95 a month. But that's what it takes to run this network. And right now we're hoping that as we step into the future with the changes that Nighthawk is making, he will have other time instead of babysitting nonstop all the shows. He will have other time to work on more of the bells and whistles that we have, from the revolutionradio.tv to the news link. There's so much out there, guys. You can just sign up and be involved with these different parts of Revolution Radio and make your contributions there with information, stories, videos. There's lots that you can share. And we welcome it because we want your involvement. We want to know what is on your minds, what is not being covered where you are that you need to have attention brought to. There's way too much that gets pushed aside. Some of the stories that I covered yesterday are ones that just make you think, nah, that can't be. That's crazy. And my friends, while they are crazy, they're going on. And the only way to resolve these problems, these machinations for divide and conquer, to turn us against our fellow man with hatred and brutality, the only way is by joining together. And we have that power. We can join together and we can make that difference. So, not necessary for you guys to feel there's nothing you can do, because you do it all the time with your support here. And if the $4.95 a month is too much, well then, that power of the dollar. Just remember that, because it is a symbol of so much more. It's the symbol of what miracles take place when we all choose to work together. And that is powerful, and that is inspiring, because you guys have a front row seat. This is the future of broadcasting, and you've been with us for the ride from 2011. So this is quite a track record, and we owe it to you. We do it for you. We are so committed to making sure that you get that necessary information. We look at what goes on in the mainstream media, and it is a challenge to sift through all the different versions that are out there and get to the essence of the story. Well, what happened and why happened? Why did it happen? And how did this selective amnesia come about, where people forget the origins of so many of these different groups? Sorry, guys, you got to bear with me. But it's a tight fit here in my office still, and that will be improved soon, I hope. But you look around the world, and we have the first death of Mr. Duncan in Dallas, and you got to wonder, what does a family think when he was turned away, improperly screened, given an antibiotic, and he came in presenting symptoms? He did identify when asked that he had returned from Africa, from Liberia, and the nurse didn't write it on the chart. So what happens here? How do they make it right? How do you ever make a death right to the family? I don't know. I don't have the answers, but this will hopefully cause more and more hospitals, airports, public places to pay attention and do the screening and do the work and understand the necessity of tracking. This is what blows me away when I speak to people. You know, it's just, how can there be, from months ago when this was in place, no epidemiological studies and explanations for different countries and airports and hospitals in place to be able to track a disease? It's very simple. The records are all there. Who's flying in from where? You know, if you have a plane ticket, it can be tracked. And if it's secret, well, then that's a really big deal, because how in the world did they manage that with all the security we're supposed to have? But the tracking of people, gosh, guys, you know, that's basic. That's how you see where things are spreading. And if you don't have that tracking, how can they know what's going on? And of course, the whole world is looking on and wondering, why is it taking so long to get these things in place? And why suddenly are there outbreaks of so many diseases all around the world? Well, today we're going to get a unique perspective with Ole Damgaard and see what is happening now in Spain, where we have the nurse who's very ill with Ebola and the discussion going on because they want to kill her dog because they don't know if he could be a carrier. Well, this is a perfect opportunity to let him be there with his mistress who's so ill, and they can study and see if he presents symptoms or if he tests as a carrier, that it is in his system. It is just such craziness, and it doesn't bode well that that's their solution to dealing with a problem or dealing with someone who might, even though it's a dog, you know, well, we'll just kill it and be safe. It's not an it, it's a member of their family. And many of you are thinking, oh my gosh, but in an outbreak, in an epidemic, we've got to take every precaution. Well, they've got to take every precaution by studying and seeing exactly what other vectors are going to create risks for the people. And this is an unknown, and it's an opportunity to do so. Oh my gosh. So, for those of you who've got things on your mind, my website is healthfreedomrights.com. I urge you, reach out to me, use the contact us button. You can find some of the hot links there to be able to email me or just, you know, whatever is easy. I try to make it easy for you guys. And there is even a little shorty I wrote about basic protocols and about Ebola. So, guys, I thank you all for all of your support, all that you do. And this information has a responsibility. It is so critically important that you understand that, the power that you have to make it better and to share information. Because many are cut off, many have been ridiculed, insulted, because they don't buy the party line. They know that there's something else going on, and this doesn't add up. So instead of having open discussions, people are too intimidated, and they strike out at those who are questioning. Well, that's where we come in with that smile, with a hello, hey, how are you? And let them know they're not alone. That's priceless, my friends. So right now, we're going to bring on Ole and hear his perspective, how it's viewed, all the events in the United States, and what is going on in Europe. Good morning, Ole. How are you?
I'm very blessed. Thank you, Robin. And you?
I'm good. A little bit tired, as always, but very good. Very happy to have you joining.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure. I wish the times were different and not so crazy. But
well, these are challenging times, and the time to rise and stand up and be even more beautiful than we are now. We just had to go through this.
Yes. Yeah, I agree with you. It underlines the power that we the people have once we join together, and we're really facing attacks to keep us apart.
That is for sure. That is for sure.
So what are you seeing? I know you're back in Spain, and of course it's been all over the news about the nurse there who's very sick with Ebola and the outcry about the killing of her dog instead of observing and studying to see if the dog would be a carrier in order to protect others.
Do you know, I don't watch TV because that is the tool of this global elite to scare the crap out of us. And
yeah.
This is what they're trying to do. And when I look out the window, it's absolutely beautiful. People are happy, smiling, calm. There's absolutely no scare going on, whatever I can see. And I've been driving around all day, nothing. So I would very much be aware of what they're trying to pump out through this black box in front of you. And be very aware of who is doing it and why they're trying to do it.
Yes, very wise words, my friend. Very wise words. Well, when scrolling through the mainstream media and trying to get a sampling from so many different news, news machines, how's that? News machines. They're spin machines. There is a nurse in Spain, and she is very ill. She's in the hospital with Ebola, and there has been a lot of controversy and a lot of people protesting the intention to euthanize her dog because they don't know what could happen. I mean, is it just me, or is this, you know, an absence of any kind of common sense that would further their studies about their epidemic?
It is the same, in my opinion, the same scare tactics, you know. If you go back to the swine flu, mm-hmm. did you see like big piles of people dying everywhere in the streets and on the pavements and thousands of people coughing up blood and dying?
No. No, we were in Mexico City filming a documentary for NBC Sci-Fi, and everybody looked at each other when we had to go from Mexico City to Guatemala because we checked our laptops, and there was this big epidemic with sick people just like you're describing, and we said, wait a minute, we were just filming in Mexico City. We didn't see anybody.
That this is the whole thing. These are staged events. I mean, it's the same as false flag operations. This is a false flag operation, but on the health scare, you know, to freak us out. And also, one thing that I find very scary is that often they want to give you a vaccine against this so-called horrible, horrible disease. But often it can be the vaccine itself that is the real killer, you know. So stay away from the needles, I would say.
Oh, I agree with you wholeheartedly. And it just, you know, with all the fear-mongering, I'm watching people that had such awareness be undermined and be, you know, trying to get their hatred off with supporting these attacks on their fellow man. It's crazy. And you're very wise to not watch the manipulation.
No, because it's the same story all over again and again and again. I mean, I've studied this for 30 years, 30 years.
Yeah.
And this is why I don't take it seriously, you know, because if you track it back, it's the same little group of people behind again and again. It's the same companies again and again. It's the same companies selling their vaccines again and again. It's the same laboratories involved. It's the same owners. It's the same. So I don't even, I hardly look into it, because in my world, it's total fear-mongering. There's nothing to it.
Yeah. Well, it becomes very challenging for people that want to travel by plane. I think there will be more and more people driving to just avoid the increased testing that they're finally claiming might be done.
Yeah. But I would find it really interesting if this is listened to internationally, anyone who sees piles of dead people outside or people being really sick, please call in, because I don't think they exist.
No, not yet. That's in the works with these cases that are getting so much attention right now.
But you also have like the Bilderberg meeting. Do you remember I went there this summer?
Yes,
and
yes.
You know, sure. About this, the mayor of Atlanta, that was the only one invited, who was not a banker, who was not anything, Kasim Reed, the mayor of Atlanta. Absolutely no reason for him to be invited to this. I've never seen any mayor over the 60 years being invited. He and the mayor, being the mayor of Atlanta, and then 60 days later, boom, where did it happen? In Atlanta.
Yeah.
And before the Bilderberg meeting, there was no cases, hardly, and then boom, it just exploded. So I would very much like to say to dear Mr. Kasim Reed, what were you doing in Copenhagen, and come forward and be part of exposing this whole thing?
Wouldn't that be wonderful to find some brave souls? I mean, we've already seen the trail of dead scientists over the years. So it's a dicey thing for, I guess, somebody, the mayor or other country leaders or researchers to take a stand and try to buck the machine. But we do get whistleblowers for sure.
Yeah, the latest today, I saw this beautiful German journalist who came forward and said that he described how he had been used by the CIA, not really understanding that he were, how he had been used, but he was sort of lured into this, can you do me this favor, can you do me that, here's a gift, here's a trip, here's a travel thing. And then in the end, he was suddenly so involved in it, where they sent him finished articles. The only thing he had to do was put his name under it, and he was he said that I think he was like 48 or something like that. He had three heart attacks, but he said, I don't have any kids, I don't really have it, so whatever happens, the truth needs to come forward. And he said, if the price is that I would go to jail or die or whatever, I will do it, because we need to do it. And I can just applaud that type of behavior.
Oh, most definitely. And I as well. I agree with you completely, because I'm sure it reaches a point where he just became a puppet from what you described. Just put your name on it and it gets put out there, and that has to go against principles.
It's the same if you're a politician or you are a journalist on a lower level or whatever it is in these times. They lure you, they sort of say, he comes, they tempt you and come in. And then without you understanding, you have actually passed the entrance and you are inside on the inside. And once you're in there, it's really hard to get out. And they do it very much on compartmentalization, keep people, you only know your little part, you have no idea of the big picture. And
sure.
Most of these operations are carried out like that.
Yeah.
So doctors and nurses and all of these people who are very caring and want to be helpful by giving all these vaccines and so on, they have no idea what they're doing either. They have no idea what's in these injections and so on.
And that's such an important point that you're bringing up, because going back to the H1N1, what do we call it? The event that they created with that was what turned the tide here in the States, when there was a protest that was taking place in Albany, New York at the end of September, and I believe that was 2011, and they had doctors and nurses protesting as well that they would not take the vaccines. And suddenly the people in the crowd, the light bulb turned on and they realized, wait a second, our doctors and healthcare people are not going to take it? Why are they pushing it on us? And
there you go. And this is the thing. These people who stand up, George Soros and other people who come forward and say, oh, Ebola, please, you take the vaccine first. And then share it with the rest of us. If you do that, okay, fine. But they never do that. They never, ever do that.
Well, I wouldn't put it past them to take a water shot. Just
exactly.
To make the point.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the real thing. I choose the injection, they take it, but they won't do it.
No.
Because they know what's inside it. They will never do it to their own kids and these things. So it's just watch them and don't listen to the words. See their actions. That's what I go for.
Yeah, and that is very important advice, to have perspective, because otherwise people get swept away with what they're saying, and they don't see their position that, everybody needs to do this, while those making these pronouncements are running in the opposite direction.
Do you know, there's a very, very a doctor that I really respect a lot. His name is Leonard Horovitz. I'm sure you know.
Sure,
of him.
I've known Leonard for years. Yeah,
I think he's, in my opinion, I have deep respect for him. And I mean, Ebola, you can just see. I can't remember the documentary he made about that.
Emergent viruses.
In Lies We Trust. This is years and years ago, and that is about AIDS and the Ebola virus and how they were created in laboratories by the same kind of group, the same so-called power elite. I call them the minority because there's so few of these people. I mean, it really is a joke that we are having these programs or conversations at all, because there are only a few thousand people and we are 7 billion. It's an absolute, come on, people, wake up, because this is ridiculous. They're trying to scare us into us believing that they are really powerful. They're just a tiny little group of people, but they have the media and try to force it on us from all different directions, all different levels, food, air, water, anything that can affect your immune system and so on at this point in history. But it's the same little group, in just like in The Wizard of Oz, sitting behind a curtain with a microphone and a massive big amplifier just pumping out all of these horrendous things. It is an absolute empty, I would call it, if I can say, like a fart, you know, a smelly thing that they're just spreading around us, trying to scare us into a situation where they can control us. And this Ebola, I mean, I've been talking about it. We've just been waiting. What are they going to come up with next time?
Yes.
The upside down kangaroo flu or the blown up chimpanzee virus, or I mean, or this inside out yogi flu, you name it, they come up with new, but apparently they couldn't be imaginative enough to come up with a new one. So they tried an old one they tested before, the Ebola.
I have to tell you, Ole, they're bringing everything out at the same time. And yes, Len Horowitz's work, when I first met him in the late 1990s, he was talking about his book Emerging Viruses and the research he had done identifying AIDS. And I mean, he's an excellent researcher. He truly is. Especially those earlier works. And I bought a case of the books Emerging Viruses to share with my friends and colleagues that were mainstream medical. I wanted them to, you know, to broaden their horizons a bit.
And good luck with that one.
There were some, and yeah, I have to tell you, it's so interesting to see the pressure brought to bear on some of these mainstream healthcare practitioners. We'll get back to that. We're going to break right now. But gosh, guys, there is lots for you to get out and share today. Be the voice of reason. Get people to get some perspective, and we'll return.
Choice whether to be a madman or a bold genius. What's the difference? A madman is somebody who does the same action over and over and over for an unknown destiny. A bold genius is somebody who does the same action over and over and over again for a known destiny. That is why fortune always favors the bold. True titans of our times and of the past, who are bent on making most of their opportunities in life, are too busy to bother with luck. Luck is the good fortune you determine for yourself. So find the strength. Have the knowledge. Summon up the courage to accomplish and see that your dreams are limitless. Your dreams are the fabric that binds all of us together. Rise up! Rise up like fire! Ascend the ladder of your dreams. We choose to rise, not fall. We choose to live, not die. Shift to your triumph. Today, you shift to your triumph and carry your dreams forward until your life is a capital of triumph. I believe in you, and I know you can do whatever you want. You have an unlimited potential. This moment, this second, your life is an Olympian sunrise. This is your time.
This is your time, right here at RevolutionRadio.com, to rise up and make the difference. Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com. Listener supported 100%.
Syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of
more... Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that. What? Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com. Is your data safe? Do you have the necessary information to assist you in confidently living through just about any survival situation? Is survival and gardening, off-grid living, medical knowledge, or even natural or man-made EMPs on your list of personal concerns? Do you have your documents and your personal information in a safe place in your hands where you know where it is? Well, check out our preloaded EMP-proof thumb drive. Over 3 gigs of survival documents and how-tos, plus the USDA offline food preservation website, and much, much more, including a surprise bonus we just can't tell you about here. With plenty of room left over to store your most important documents. Imagine if a megavirus or a computer failure took out your bank, or all the banks for that matter. Are your banking records safe in your hands? So when they get things fixed and repaired, you can say, hey, look, this is what I had. You have it. I want it back. Is your personal data safe? Family records, addresses, phone numbers? Well, squeeze on over to freedomslips.com. Yes, that's www.freedomslips.com. Click the banner on the homepage for the EMP-proof bullet drive to get the full scoop of everything that we offer. So, folks, keep your data safe for your peace of mind. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Feel that things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here. Revolution Radio. listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
And we are back. I thank you for listening. I thank you for being here with us. And I thank Ole Damgaard for joining us today and giving us perspective. Guys, you've got to step back and see what's going on. Now, I've shared his website information, and I hope you all will take note and check it out. It is lightonconspiracies.com. Very, very powerful information shared there. Ole is an incredible researcher. And this is what it's about, guys. Choosing where you get your news from. So bookmark lightonconspiracies.com and explore. You'll be glad that you did. Okay. Wow. Ole, I was looking at some of the responses to one of the new fear-mongering movements about outbreaks of every kind of disease around the world. I mean, you know, if people aren't panicking, they're going to try to do whatever they can to make them panic. And this will do your heart good. One of the people on Facebook responding has a clear vision and identifies it as just that manipulation of their creation of these events. And it's good that more and more people question it, because now they're throwing out all these other disease names. It boggles the mind that suddenly there's an outbreak of everything.
Oh, I tell you, I think these are wonderful times to be alive, because for so many years, I mean, I've given 30 years of my life trying to put the light spot on these people, this small little group of mostly white-haired old guys. And we've come to a point now where it used to be a very, very lonely and very scary road to walk when you try to expose this. But now there are millions and millions and millions and millions awakening all the time. And this little group is freaking out. And this is why they're just going, they're trying all types of artillery at the same time. You know, they just shoot from all directions, just pumping out there, full speed ahead, trying to force us back, you know, before. And also, I would say, they're trying to force us into this corral where they can control us. And so if you see back, if you look at this is very serious. I think the whole build up with the FEMA camps and the preparation, these you got in the state, you got at least 800 fully staffed FEMA camps active, empty most of them. For what reason? And do not let yourself be kidding around, because these FEMA camps are actually modern day concentration camps, very, very, very awful places. And I would very much say, please be aware of these things, because if I look at the way false flag operations are normally done, they follow an old Roman template called problem, reaction, solution. In this mm-hmm. case, the problem are all these diseases. To get the reaction from people saying, oh my God, something needs to be done. And then they will present you with a solution. So be very aware in media. Now, what is the solution they're offering you? Is it, please come here to the FEMA camps. We painted it really nice and beautiful. And you can come here and have a free drink and get the vaccine at the same time. We will take care of your children. You know, they can play in the playground here, fenced in, and barbed wire and guards around it. Don't worry about that. While we will treat you for this awful, awful, scary threat that is out there, the boogeyman disease, you know. So, and also I say to people working in FEMA camps or helping electricians doing installations or plumbers, really, shame on you. You know, what you're doing to the rest of your fellow human beings. I know it can help you with your kids' education, that it can help you take care of your mortgage and so on. But this is not okay. It is way out of line. And even though they may have informed you that these camps are being used, going to be used for something totally different, they are not. And this group will continuously lie to you to get you to do whatever they want you to do. And if you don't follow in line, then you will be next to join the rest inside these. So they have been preparing these camps for a long time. There are lots of food and vaccines and medicines and water supplies. Why? Because of this. It's just been a matter of time. Okay, what are they going to pull off this time? What are they going to call it? And I'm sure, I mean, I love the names they come up with. When they start running out of imagination, it has to be something that people cannot even pronounce. You know,
you're taking a look at that. Yeah.
Chinkarinka or something like, you know, it's like, it's yep. The same with the patsies in media and so on. So here they go again. And I just see that as a very positive sign, because these figures that they are sending out, you know, 4,000 has died there yet here. Go anyone, if it's in a city somewhere, you know, and they say 4,000 people have died, go into the telephone directory, you know, find that city, call somebody, just whoever is living there, and say, please have a look outside your door, your window. Are there like 4,000 people piled up in the street? No, I promise you, there will not be. They might have like one or two that they say are now in intensive care, where nobody can get into, no media, no outside doctors, no nothing. There will be these people dressed in big plastic bags over their heads and stuff like that, looking really scary, and that's about it. And then they say, ooh, and the dog died, or whatever it is in Spain here. I mean, come on. You know, I'm sorry, maybe this is for real. I absolutely do not believe it at all. And if it is, it's a total inside job. And the main agenda is to get you under control, to get you where they want you to be. And that is not in a very nice place. They want a very, very dark future for us if we do not wake up. A one world fascist state where there's a one world army, that's the NATO and the UN troops united, not to protect us, to control us. A one world chip population, so that they can totally control everything you do. There's even GPS in them, so you can't move anywhere freely. A one world digital currency, so that they are in total control. If there's no coins and notes and so on, and your credit card doesn't work, what are you going to do? That means that if they take away the normal money, which they are doing in countries like Sweden and Denmark, it's almost gone in Sweden. I tell you, I was there just a month ago, shocking experience. The banks don't even deal with money almost anymore. And then the one who's in control of the chip in your credit card or the chip in your chip, wherever you're going to have this chip, is the one that controls your life. You know, very scary.
Yes.
And there are many different areas. And at this moment, they're trying to hit us from all sides and directions, and which shows us that they're getting desperate, which means that this is a beautiful time to be alive. Do not panic, you know, calm down, breathe, you know, look around, start seeing, oh my God, there are beautiful flowers outside. Look at my family, beautiful. Do not get them to freak you out. And if it is true, freaking out will not help you anyway. A calm head and balanced inner, that will do the trick, you know. Then once you're calm, once you start breathing and you sit down, calm down, then you can make rational decisions. When you're freaked out, you're just like a chicken without a head. So that is no good for you nor your family.
Definitely.
So calm down, people. Calm down. Look into it. Look into the owners of these companies. Look into the background of these laboratories. See how they're connected. See how they're connected with so much else of this horrendous crap that is going on in the world, directed by a very, very small group of people. there are only a few thousand, you know, so great times, wonderful times, in my opinion, they're going down. And I just welcome people in this group to have some kind of balls and step forward, because the ship is going down. The show is over. We're beyond the tipping point, even though it doesn't look like that at the moment. But in my opinion, after 30 years, it's going down. So the sooner people start having the courage to step forward as whistleblowers, the more we will welcome them. But in transparency and bravery, showing what they have been up to, what they've been involved in. And don't buy into all these statistics and these numbers. It comes out again and again and again how these things have been manipulated. Everybody has got a computer with a keyboard. You can write in whatever numbers you want. Well, 4,800 have just died. That doesn't make it more real,
yeah.
You know? And when there are these cases of awful diseases, go to that hospital if it's in your town. Check it out. Is there actually someone in there with that disease? I bet you many times not.
Yeah. Yeah. Very, very wise words and a clarity of vision, my friend, definitely. And people have to take your words to heart and let that be a buffer between all the fear-mongering. It's an actual attack with the mainstream media. I scroll through that in the morning to see what is being put out there. And there's even a comment from someone on Facebook to that article I sent to you that has, so you name it, it's an outbreak now. Whatever it is, if it's not on the list, it will be tomorrow, that there's something else or some created name. But even in the articles that they're writing, you have the writers talking about, wow, there is a vaccine for Ebola now. Isn't it amazing what science can do?
It's incredible. My God, who invented it? Please inform me. Might it be the same people that are behind the whole thing?
Oh, how did they do it so fast? I mean, guys.
And it's incredible when you look at the patent thing. It's like 10 years old. You know, so how come they were so foreseeing? It's incredible. They must be enlightened. You know, They knew that this was come. And I love this whole thing with the zombie pictures, you know, freak us out. You know, they say that now there's more than 1 million cases of chikungunya, chikungunya. I love it. Chikungunya.
I was sitting here last night, you know, and looking at this and, you know, saying that and just thinking, oh my God, you know, it's like they're just rolling out everything.
They're freaking out. Freaking out.
They're desperate.
Yeah. Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yes.
So anyway, so there's more than 1 million cases in Central and South America. Please, people, if you are in Central or South America, call into this program and see, tell us how you have been infected. Your whole family are dying around you and all your friends. And so please. And then the authorities are projecting that there will be millions more in 2015. My God, that is awful. I get the shivers. So, well, we're dead. I mean, we might as well freak out and just please, where can I get some help? And so I might as well go to the local FEMA camp, you know, because they give a free drink while I get the vaccine. Scary, scary. That's the scary part of it. You know, don't buy into their solution, because that is the real problem. This is just to scare you to get to go there or to take whatever or accept whatever they will present to you. Please understand, in the news as well, that is so controlled. I'm a former journalist, so I know on what level it is, and it's been a lot more centralized since I was working as a journalist. When they talk about the problem, or when something like this happens, please be aware, within a minute or so down the line, the reporter will come and serve you the solution. If it's a mass shooting, blah, 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 blah. The only thing is gun control. If it's a terrorist act, bomb, 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 Saddam Hussein or whoever other patsies they're going to blame it on, whatever group they have a problem with or whoever it is they want to nail, the reporter will serve you the solution, so that your mind will go from, oh, problem, reaction, and then the solution. Thank God. You know, it comes so quick because they're playing ping pong with our brains.
Definitely. And if people look back, you know, bringing up H1N1, and I remember the first instance in the mid-1990s in Taiwan, I believe that was the first cases of avian flu that were reported. There was a child who died, and there wasn't a lot of coverage here, and it became, you know, a non-event back then. It was a big scary thing about this is going to spread around the world, but it's... they didn't have all their ducks in a row, and it seems they have them now, and they've got people's attention. Oh, like the zombies, there were reports in the beginning with the Ebola outbreak of people in Africa. They claimed, okay, I mean, how these journalists can look in the mirror. I mean, they're monsters. But they were claiming that people were rising from the dead who had Ebola. That fizzled right away.
But I mean, listen to it. Listen to it. It is beyond bad. It is so incredibly not good. And, you know, with normal false flag operations, I often go into describing the template they're using. And one of the things when they need to hit, you know, emotionally, so it, what they always go for is women and children, not old guys or blown up cows or something like that. That doesn't work. Women and children. And another ingredient they also love are nurses, priests, missionaries, or nuns. And I'm just looking here in this thing in Spain. Of course, it was a nurse that got the first because she has treated, you know, we're into this, how an angel can be affected. We're into the mind game, you know, mm-hmm. Bad guy, good guy, black, white. And so a nurse in Spain had treated a couple returning who had come back to Spain, who had contracted the disease. Okay, where had they been? In Africa. In people's minds, Africa is like where it all happens. There's, if a disease is there, it's out of control, epidemia, awful disaster. But also, who were the patients? A Spanish missionary and a Spanish priest.
Yeah.
Both of who had contracted Ebola in West Africa, and both died after returning to Spain. I would very much like to track these people down and see, do they actually exist, these two? And also one of the reasons they use people from abroad, because then it can't be checked locally, you know. Oh, sure. We had two cases being brought back in. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's like you have these agencies like the CIA, the NSA, this DIA, and all of these people. They have incredible resources money-wise. You got the secret police in Sweden, you got the secret in Spain, and they're being used by this small little group who is in control of them. What do they use all these millions for? I tell you, one of the big things they're doing is to manipulate media, because that is the easiest way to reach people through whatever they're fed through so-called news. That is the way to hit them. As soon as it's on the screen and somebody with a microphone is standing in front, it's official. It is true. I would say it is on the screen, and you might be very wise to put a big question mark to it before you buy into it. Check it out yourself. Look into these things, especially before you start spreading it out to other people, scaring them as well. So I tell you, this Ebola virus, wherever it is, please send me a ticket. I'll be happy to go there and say hello to these infected people, you know?
I hear you. I hear you. And it's as you said, the film is actually in the can with all the news stations when there's an attack about genetically modified food, about some viral condition, about pollution somewhere. They already have pre-recorded just to play right away, and then they investigate and the story can change, but they always have something on hand. Now don't panic, you know, this is what's going on, or stay home and be safe, or it's just ready instantly.
Mm.
It's
but look at it as if you look upon it as a false flag operation, that sure. I would suggest that it could be, how would you set a thing like that up? How would you prepare it? How would you do this, 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 and so on? And do you know there's a really good film called Wag the Dog?
Have you seen yes. that?
Yeah, there is a very good way of seeing how they play with our minds. I mean, in that one, Robert De Niro and I think it's Al Pacino. No, not Al Pacino.
Dustin Hoffman,
yeah. Who is a Hollywood director, and they have a problem. I mean, they're doing a bit of a copycat of Bill Clinton's thing with Lewinsky, mm-hmm. and they have this problem, and they need to divert the attention. Divert the attention from some real big scandal. We're back here again. I would say, what is going on somewhere else instead of this whole thing where they're trying to get us to look to the left, Ebola, 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 look that way, look that way, look that way. What is going on to the right and up and down? Check it out. Check it out. Anyway, in this film, they have this problem and they can contact this Hollywood producer to get him, and they create a war yep. with a country that doesn't even exist, you know, and people are buying it.
Okay, guys, we will be back with lots more. Hold on to that. That's such a perfect example, Ole. And guys, remember, you have the responsibility to share what you have heard. Be that voice of reason in that lifeline. Be right back.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Anti-aircraft guns pointed to action against unidentified aircraft in the Los Angeles area shortly after 3 a.m. Pacific wartime this morning.
We are far stronger than we were 10 weeks ago.
General Quarters, all hands at your battle station.
Be nervous, Bounty Toll. I'll do the
mastermind around
here.
You who have not seen it do not know what hell looks like from the top.
Bam, check it out every Tuesday and Saturday on Revolution Radio. It's a double dose of the internationally recognized renegade military historian, Douglas Dietrich.
You'll stay right where you are till I tell you to move out.
Yeah, that's right. Tuesdays from 10 to midnight Eastern Time, join Douglas Dietrich as he exposes the truth in hidden history on his show, Critical Omissions. And then our human weapon of mass destruction is back once again to take your calls on Saturday night firing lines. Both from 10 to 12 p.m. Eastern Time. Only on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Enjoy your
extra big ass fries.
You didn't give me no fries, I got an empty box.
Would you like another?
Extra big ass fries.
I said I didn't get any.
Thank you. Your account has been charged. Your balance is zero. Please
what?
Come back when you can afford to make
a
purchase.
Oh, no, no.
I'm sorry you're
having
trouble.
Come on. My kids are starving.
Thank you for tuning in to Revolution Radio. Here at Revolution Radio, we believe in freedom of ideas, freedom of speech, but above all, we believe in freedom of existence through self-reliance. This station is 100% listener-supported, and as a fundraising promotion, I have a kick-ass free gift for a $100 donation. 35,000 seeds. 25 years in the freezer. Long-term storable, 54 different varieties. So, if food prices go crazy, the shit hits the fan, or if you just want to save tons of money every year by creating your own food like I do, grab our seed pack special. Just look for the banner on the homepage at freedomslips.com. Don't be a statistic. Don't be part of the problem. Be part of the solution. We need, as humans, to start taking care of ourselves and not depending on the megacorps to provide unhealthy, nasty food. Included in this package is also a DVD with 900 survival and off-grid living documents and the offline home canning how to do everything website all on the DVD. So when you're growing all that food, you know how to can it, store it, preserve it, etc. with all these documents. So thank you for tuning in to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I hope that you will pick up this package and start learning to be free. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, where information never sleeps and freedom is one seed that needs to be planted.
What we do in life, it goes in eternity.
Wadia will remain a dictatorship. Or be quiet. Why are you guys so anti-dictators? Imagine if America was a dictatorship.
You could let 1% of the people have all the nation's wealth.
You could help your rich friends get richer by cutting their taxes and bailing them out when they gamble and lose. You could ignore the needs of the poor for healthcare and education. Your media would appear free, but would secretly be controlled by one person and his family. You could wiretap phones. You could torture foreign prisoners. You could have rigged elections. You could lie about why you go to war. You could fill your prisons with one particular racial group, and no one would complain. You could use the media to scare the people into supporting policies that are against their interests.
Tune in Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, for Liberation Nation with Deacon John, where America comes to hear the truth.
I know this is hard for you Americans to imagine, but please, please try. Imagine.
Revolution Radio. You're listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
And we are back. I'm your anchor, Dr. Robin Falcove. You are listening to Event Horizons. We come to you Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time with a diversity of information. And today we have with us Ole Damgaard, who is an outstanding researcher and quite the voice of reason to share his perspective and, well, clarity of vision that's not clouded by all the propaganda that's out there. And that's what happens. The lies feed more lies and more lies, and things get out of control. But for you, our audience, a big thank you. A big thank you for being with us in the first hour, and a welcome to those of you who are just joining us. And we'd like to remind you how proud that we are the number one listener-supported network, and that's because of you guys and the hunger that you have for the necessary information so that you can make informed choices. It gets more and more challenging. As the phrase goes, you need a scorecard to see who's the enemy these days. You know, it changes so rapidly, the different creations that are put out there to manipulate us. But it's important to not get swept away by the fear. Be prepared, have food supplies. That's basic common sense, because there are so many different disasters and we don't even know the origins of those. But you might need to have food on hand for yourself, your family, your pets, to last for, you know, the Mormons recommend for 2 to 3 years, and in the States they recommend for several days. I'd say be prepared for a few months to know that you have basics, and you do it little by little. You don't go and do it overnight, and please be sure to do it safely and in a smart and secure way, because I had a lot of my food before we moved get destroyed by mice. I wasn't prepared. I was not expecting that. So there are plastic containers, glass bottles, and jars that can be recycled for storage. There's lots of ways to be prepared and do that. And the best thing is when you share with your friends and neighbors and you join together and you rebuild the foundation that we need around the world for we the people to join together once again, to be there to help our friends and neighbors and not rely on governments to step in. Things were never that way. It was always the neighborhoods, the different organizations and religious groups. I mean, all different groups would come together when there was need and pitch in and help out. Gosh, you know, this is the solution, and it's so simple and so there in all of our faces that you're beaten over the head with all of this fear-mongering so you can't even think straight. So it's a good position to take, as Ole was describing, by stepping back and just not even watching the mainstream media. If you can't help yourself, limit it. Limit it and walk away and do something else and recognize how they are trying to manipulate you. Oh my gosh, Ole, that is such a perfect example of what you brought up with Wag the Dog. I actually forgot that they created a make-believe country to go to war with.
And it's not even exaggerated. That is how they do it. I mean, now, this is why, just like we said before, this, you know, they always want the boogeyman to be frightening. The boogeyman used to be the East German and the Russians during the Cold War. Then they, after that, when the wall went down, they needed to find a new trend. How can we scare people? How can we scare? Oh, the Muslims. Let's go for the Muslims. Because they work really well in media, you know, big eyebrows, big mustache, very dark eyes, and they have names that you can hardly pronounce. And then they come from a country that you don't even know where it is. Here we are again, inventing things, you know, because the boogeyman needs to be scary. So these poor people, this poor group called Muslims in the world has been so mistreated over the decades by total propaganda about Muslim equals terrorist, Islam equals terrorism. It is absolutely not true. Absolutely not true. I've been to most of these countries. I've been in war zones. I've been in many of these situations. Beautiful people. These so-called terrorist people, absolute beautiful people. And if you look at it statistically, like countries like Libya or Iraq or Iran and so on, how many wars have they started, you know? Is it like one, maybe two in history? Okay, and then no disrespect, but I tell you, please look yourself in the mirror. How many wars have the states started? Just from the Kennedy assassination and onwards, because that was when they took over. We are up in the hundreds. I don't know if you have any idea yourself. And you got like military bases in more than 150 countries all over the world. What are you doing there? You know, the bully in the world when it comes to war power is your power. It is your power. You are the ones doing it to the rest of the world here. And you think you're out liberating and spreading democracy and so on. I beg to pardon, because that is not. And there's a reason why population in these countries throw rocks at you when you come, because it is not very welcoming, you know. But that's not what I'm talking about. I want to go back to this thing that was in the intermission here, where this Arab voice described dictatorship. Listen to that, and it is so spot on what is going on. Yeah. It is so accurate. If you really listen, I thought every single word was spot on. And I'm not saying this easily, because I've spent 30 years of my life doing this. You know, I'm not paid, I'm just an ordinary guy, but I put this into, by, I don't know why I've done it, but I have. I had friends that was murdered because we got too close to the truth. I had to leave my home country, you know, and move to another country. So I'm not saying these things easily about these false flag operations, about what is going on. I'm saying it cost me dearly, but I'm telling you, they are just pushing fear onto us. Whatever, I mean, now they started chopping the heads of journalists. It is absolute baloney. I mean, oh God, they can't even get it right. Is it ISIS or ISLA or ISIS? They can't even, you know, totally agree on what name are we going to scare with next time, you know, because the Al-Qaeda, which actually is the CIA's database, is the name of their database of agents that they trained. Now it's gone out of fashion, you know, it doesn't work anymore. You say Al-Qaeda, not even the kids get scared anymore. So they needed to come up with a new one. Here comes ISIS, you know, let's call in Jim Carrey and invent a new character. What's his name? Iceman. No, what are we going to do now? Let's dress them like Ninja Turtles and call them ISIS. Yeah, that will do it, because that will also freak you out. Because if you look into Egyptian mythology and so on, the thing is, in the 90s, they were talking about ISIS, but at that time it was Israeli intelligence, security, whatever it was that ISIS that stood for, something like that. It's the same old story. You know, it's like, when you've seen Rocky 1, 2, 3, when you get up to like Rocky 22, it doesn't work anymore. How many times are you going to change it? There's a reason why even Rocky stopped after, I don't know, was it 7 or 7? Because it does not work anymore. But these people are freaking out and just trying everything at the moment. So this is why it's so wonderful when they come up with these wonderful names. I mean, I really have to say it again. Chikungunya. Wow, that is just so great. And it's very scary, I tell you, because more than 1 million cases in Central and South America have been found out, and the authorities are projecting there will be more millions in 2015. Send me a ticket. I will go straight into the center of that whole thing, lie down, hug these people, help them in any way with no protection. Send me a ticket. I'm off my way, on my way, I tell you. We are being lied to big time, big time. Stay away from the needles. Stay away from FEMA camps. Stay away from the solution that they are trying to push on you. That's what I'm saying. And sit down and breathe if you're scared. I mean, there is no reason to be scared, you know. Hold each other's hands, calm down, breathe, and just start seeing what is going on and turn off the box. Look outside the window. Is it here? Is it actually outside your window? And maybe millions are listening here, and every single one of you that are looking out through the window, I can guarantee you, I mean, you are more or less welcome to chop off my right arm if there's a pile of bodies outside your window. There is not. I know it, because I know these people. I know how they're thinking. I know what they're trying to accomplish. And, you know, they push up these pandemic levels. With the swine flu, it was like up to level 6 or more. I don't know, but that is a level where people would be dying in millions everywhere. I challenge you, please call in if you saw a single one that died from swine flu, except for all these things around the vaccines. That's a different thing. But the disease itself.
Yep.
They're taking us for a big, big ride, and it's getting, just like with false flag operation, it is getting very, very sloppy. You know, in the old days when these conspiracies, they had a good budget, they had skilled people, they had a long time to prepare. Now they're freaking out, and it comes out very sloppy, and they're just trying to scare us with bigger and bigger numbers. Oh my God, it's 18,000 more cases, and let's find a country that they can't check. Do you know one? Ghana. Let's go for Ghana. Okay, 18,000. What are we going to say? Namibia. Nobody has a relative in Namibia, do they? No. Okay, let's go for Namibia. 1,200 each day. That's the way they do it, you know? So don't buy into it, or call people in Namibia. Ask them, are you in the center of a total crazy epidemia? And I bet you the answer will be, no. Why? Why do you ask? Yeah, because in the States, we're being told that millions of you are dying. No, we're fine here. I'm sitting here having a great time with my friends. Are you freaking out? It's, you know, I've been living in Spain for many years. And many times, like, people call me from Sweden and say, how are you? Are you okay? Are you okay? And I'm like, what? Yeah, I'm fine. What's going on? No, there's this major thing happening in Spain. What? Yeah, exactly where you live. Well, I have no idea. I look outside the window. Oh, there's been an earthquake. Yeah, where? Well, right where you live. I didn't even notice it. You know, this is the thing they do in media. And some, when I was looking into a lot of these assassinations, like I said, I spent 30 years looking into major assassination and false flag and terror acts. When I looked into these, what I discovered, because I spent thousands of hours in archives, you know, newspaper archives and stuff like that, really boring. But one of the things I noticed was that some newspaper have editions, different editions for different parts of the country.
Yes.
And like, I noticed, because in the archives I had access to both of them, or all three of them. I'm talking especially about one of the major Swedish newspapers. And in some of them, they, in like the one for the north of Sweden, it said, well, you know, this school, because they found out that somebody has been having the school lunch more than twice, you know, or maybe somebody had sneaked in from the outside and had an extra plate, you know. Because of that, this school in the south of Sweden are now in installing a system where they have to put a fingerprint scanner on in the lunchroom, to avoid people stealing food. Okay, the system, it was like, I don't know, 500,000 or 1,000,000 to get the system in, because just to avoid one or two persons stealing food from the lunch area. Does it make sense? Not really. Then I checked in the
hi there. Because new to America.
It was so weird.
And want to learn more?
I do want to learn more. It was it was such a weird thing. So I looked into the one from the south of Sweden. No, in the edition for the south of Sweden, it talked about the exact same thing. But then the school was up in the north of Sweden. Do you see what they're
yes.
doing?
Oh, yes, because definitely.
They don't tell you about your local area, exactly where you can see it happening. They're telling you, oh, no, it's down there where you can't check it out. Or if you call down, yeah, I don't know, but maybe it's happening here. I have no idea. You really need to do research to be able to figure these things out.
Yes, I
agree. They're doing it through media. They're doing it through media.
Yeah, with something as dangerous as a massive hurricane, that was Hurricane Andrew, back in the early 1990s, I was living in Florida, and the rest of the country got news reports about what was happening and how dangerous it was, and the expectations for this to be, you know, a serious level 5 hurricane. And I remember family calling me from other states, and there wasn't much in the local media in Florida, which was you know, an atrocity, because people did need to prepare. And I did go and prepare and stand in lines to make sure that we had backup. And it was quite a devastating hurricane. And even with that one, sometimes it's the reverse. And, you know, they're culpable because they didn't warn people. But there were areas where there were migrant farm workers because of all the crops and food that's grown in South Florida. And that was enormous devastation. But they covered up those deaths because those people, some of them couldn't even get out. I think it was a month later because of the flooding, and they were cut off. They had to have people go in with boats and fly in to try to remove people. But, you know, they play it every way they can. Sometimes the severity gets covered up because they don't want to be blamed. And then sometimes it's inflated. So I think we've reached the stage now that they have their ducks in a row with all their vaccines that they're, let's see, what's a diplomatic way to say it, that they're so clever and so scientifically advanced that they can create these so-called solutions to further sicken us.
It is sick. It really is. Do you know in the JFK movie, Garrison, Kevin Costner, when he plays Garrison, he says, listen, people, you have to understand, black is white and white is black. We are behind the mirror, you know, and there's something called intelligence and counterintelligence. I wouldn't call it intelligence. I would call it madness and counter-madness, you know. They're playing it from all sides. This is an old psychological game, you know.
Sure.
So, and they're using all the tools they have.
What?
But the thing that they cannot get to is you if you do not allow them to, you know. If you just stay calm, turn off whatever they're trying to how they try to get to you, they can't reach you. So I would, once again, stay totally focused, calm down, take care of your friends. I think the advice you gave about the food and water and supplies, super excellent thing. Even if there isn't a crisis, that is a very good thing to have anyway. And unfortunately, your government in some states, or I don't know if it's in the whole of state, have one of the things that can label you as a terrorist is to have more than 7 days of food in your house. I mean, and another one is if you're missing a piece of your finger, of one of your fingers. I mean, you listen to it. It's just absolute
what?
Madness. That, yeah. There was a TV crew that went around interviewing people in the States saying, do you know this? Do you know that if you do this? And and people were just laughing. And then they showed the actual law.
Sure.
You know, so it's but this is the thing. They're trying to limit us, to block us down, to shut us down so that from, once again, all different directions. This is why they're trying to ban really, really good things for people, like vitamins, and I heard cinnamon was the other day, colloidal silver, all of these type of things that are incredibly important and good for a human being. These are the ones they try to shut down so that they can get to us.
Oh gosh, yes, the FDA came down on essential oil companies, three large companies, and told them that if they do not remove their claims about health benefits from these different essential oils, there would be full-blown raids and confiscation of all of their merchandise, all of their inventory. They could kiss it goodbye if they didn't do that. They came out against websites talking about other ways of treating Ebola, that if people published that, their sites would be shut down. What are they afraid of?
Listen to it. And I don't know how to emphasize this enough. The people in so-called power are super, super, super criminals. They are not there for your good. These are the people you have to fear or to expose. The word government, you know the meaning of the word government? Governmente. It means mind controlled. Control the mind.
Mm.
And these are the people we so-called elect. I would say they are selected more than elected. You can choose different arms, but it's the same body you get in power, you know. And
yes.
So please understand that this is a very, very criminal organization that has taken over through a... They took over with the killing of JFK and have stayed in power ever since. It's the same cabal that has just changed the front face in front of this massive war tank that has been moving forward. Just another front face. Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, oh, Ronald Reagan, let's get another actor in there. And then you got some real players like George Bush Sr. Then we have Obama again, just another pretty face on the cover. But it's the same people that are behind all of this, and they do not want your best. So these are the people you have to focus on. After all of these years, 30 years down the line, I do not know if such a thing as a real terrorist exists. That's it. I'm not kidding.
I understand.
Every time, if it's the Red Brigade or if it's blowing up the train station in Bologna or or mass shootings or 9/11 or Oklahoma City or you name it, I think that this is a totally separate event. I have absolutely no idea that they were connected when I started out. I had no idea all of these assassinations, that there were any kind of connection. So I looked at them as separate cases. Every single one of them took me down the same road. It took me years and years and years to track it down to the real core of truth. But it was the same people again and again. And it was just mind-blowing. I could not believe it. And at the same time, this is what makes me super optimistic, because they are so few behind so much mayhem. So if we can just say, listen, guys, there are some women in there as well, but most of them, if they're women, they're like steel, made of steel. I don't know what they're made of, but there are very little feminine energy in these groups. The game is over for them. But they're freaking out because they know that when we start seeing what they've been up to for such a long time, they are very fearful of being, you know, lynched or whatever, or chopped up and used as the pizza garnish or something like that. I would totally say that that is the wrong way to go, that if we meet them with violence, or if we make a so-called revolution, if you listen to the word revolution, it just repeats itself. And if you look in history, history is very good to study, because this has been repeating itself for many, many, many times. So you can just go back in time and see where this will lead us if we don't wake up. And revolution, if you look at revolutions in the centuries that has gone, every single time, the people who have taken over and chopped the head of the dictator a few years down the line, they're even worse than the ones that were before. So evolution, I would say, is the way to go, you know. Let's transcend this whole thing.
Sure, and we could do an easy spin on revolution. It's the re-evolution. We are evolving, and we have to continuously do it over as we sink into the propaganda and work so hard to dig ourselves out of it.
That's a beautiful way. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. And it's just so soothing to hear your perspective. And I hope others understand it's a choice also in the incredible bumpers that you hear on the break. You know, Nighthawk puts so much time and energy into getting the right message out. And I love the one where he says, fear is a choice. And people have to remember that and remind themselves and remind each other. You're making a choice. If you're going to live in fear, which is useless, you know, the thing to do is be prepared so you know that you are covered, you know, that your family, your loved ones, your community, you know, it's back to these tight communities that we can build and grow from. That's the solution, uniting everyone instead of all this division. You know, there's a phrase, Ole, that's that was given to us, to Richard and myself, by an Intel friend, and it's the lie is different at every level. We'll get back to that. The time has flown with you. We're going into the last half hour, guys. Stay with us for more information you need to get out there and share.
Message. There, there's no denying the world is awakening. We see it in the global uprisings and demonstrations of the people around the planet and the new way of thinking and living that is arising naturally within each one of us and our communities. I have been a major player in this global shift and movement for over 20 years and have helped tens of thousands of people around the world change their lives and find their voice in order to help create the paradigm change we so desperately need. Join me here at Revolution Radio on the Just Bernard Show every Tuesday at noon Eastern Time for 2 hours of powerful interviews and discussion with some of the most influential visionaries of consciousness, alternative media, and suppressed knowledge. We promise to reveal the real matrix and empower your human experience.
You have a choice, whether to be a madman or a bold genius. What's the difference? A madman is somebody who does the same action over and over and over for an unknown destiny. A bold genius is somebody who does the same action over and over and over again for a known destiny. That is why fortune always favors the bold. True titans of our times and of the past, who are bent on making most of their opportunities in life, are too busy to bother with luck. Luck is the good fortune you determine for yourself. So find the strength. Have the knowledge. Summon up the courage to accomplish and see that your dreams are limitless. Your dreams are the fabric that binds all of us together. Rise up! Rise up like fire! Ascend the ladder of your dreams. We choose to rise, not fall. We choose to live, not die. Shift to your triumph. Today, you shift to your triumph and carry your dreams forward until your life is a capital of triumph. I believe in you, and I know you can do whatever you want. You have an unlimited potential. This moment, this second, your life is an Olympian sunrise. This is your time.
This is your time. Right here at RevolutionRadio.com to rise up and make the difference. Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com. Listener supported 100%.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here. Radio. You're listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, 100% listener supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
And we are back, my friends. It is the last half hour of the show, and time has just flown by. I feel like I blinked, Ole, and time passed. And I want to remind everyone, get on over to lightonconspiracies.com. Check out Ole's website. Check out the information there. Educate yourself and share that information with others. It's up to those of us who know to inform others that don't have access to the necessary information so that they can make informed choices. There are many books there that you can buy, lots of great information. And Share what you're learning, guys. I repeat that over and over every day. You can be the lifeline. Isn't it horrifying, Ole, that we see so many get ridiculed by their friends and family because they question the propaganda?
It's part of the game. It's part of the game, Robin. It's to test your muscles, to test, will you be able to stand in balance even though you're being pushed around, you know, and they start with your loved ones and so on. It's part of waking up. I think everybody has to go through it.
Yeah.
So, but I just wanted to say that, in this power pyramid of the so-called global elite, or minority, as I call it, I've been researching a lot into a certain level. At that level, way up in the top there, like three or four organizations at least, one of them being the Bilderberg group. And this is part of a shadow world government. I would very much recommend people to look into the Bilderberg group. Try to study that. In my book, Coup d'etat in Slow Motion, that you can find on my website, that is about the assassination of the Swedish Prime Minister, but also all the connection with the JFK, the Iran-Contra, the whole thing, how the whole thing is connected. The last 200 pages, it's 1,100 pages.
Wonderful.
Well, some people hate it, but I'm sorry. It's not because I love writing. It's because it's so complex that is the only way to get it down on paper. But anyway, the last 200 pages are just the members of this group, their agenda since 1954 and to 2014, and different places they've been hiding in secrecy. Because these are people we see daily on TV, you know, in different countries, handpicked people from all different Western countries, but connected in a hidden network behind the scenes. And it's only when we start seeing these networks that we can understand how these things are carried out. Just like I was pointing out, this mayor from Atlanta who was at the Bilderberg meeting. If you see that, and then you see the people around Ebola, and on an international scale, you will see the same people pop up around prime ministers, health ministers, all of these things in different countries will be the players that come forward in the media that they control to a major extent at this time and delivers this kind of fear thing to try and scare us from all directions. But I was, I gave a speech just outside the hotel where they were gathering, and this is, we're talking about one of the most powerful groups in the world, you know. And they are like between 125 and 140 members per year that are invited into this meeting. Super, super secret. Anyway, so in my speech, standing right in front of them, I mean, they could hear me, I said, okay, so we are here gathered in front of this incredibly powerful group of people. If you look at the hotel behind me, how much space do they take, this incredibly powerful powerful group? Is it like the whole hotel filled with them? No. Is it like half the hotel filled with them? No. Is it like a whole floor of them? No. Is it like two or three conference rooms? Yes. Okay. You compare that to the size of Copenhagen. With them, nothing. They're nothing. Then you compare that to the size of Denmark, then to the size of Europe, and then to the size of the whole world. They are such a minority. They're like a grain of sand, you know. But it's because we have given our power away to them through these things called government, which equals mind control. We've given out away our own power, our personal power, and the understanding of how powerful we are as our own creators, and also by being friends and in families and communities and all of these structures that makes a country very powerful itself. We put all our power away. We give it to them and say, please do whatever you want to do with it. And they, since they've totally lost respect for us, a long time ago, they have taken this power, and now they're just trying to bully us in a massive, massive way, very scary way, because If you study history, I am not exaggerating. If you see what has been going on under the agenda of Obama, I'm not saying that it's him because he's just a pretty front face. I'm talking about the brutal, brutal war machine that is behind him. If you check out the history from when Obama came into power, and you check out the history when Hitler came into power, check out the financial structures, how Hitler was financed and pushed forward by people like Prescott Bush and the whole military-industrial complex.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And they were funding both sides of both world wars and so on, just wanting the whole thing to continue. See the whole setup, the whole step-by-step about what has happened during Obama's regime. You will see you got the Reichstag fire, that was 9/11. You got Homeland Security, you got that was Fatherland Protection. You had what is the name of this act? The Patriot Act. Yeah. They got exactly the same. Hitler had Hitlerjugend. Obama has Yes We Can. It is following the exact same steps. The concentration camps, how the whole build-up, how the army, you know, the elite forces that was there to start with to do something good in the world, and suddenly they just turn into this incredible terror machine, just causing absolute mayhem around the globe. The people in so-called power today in your countries and handpicked people in most other countries are so corrupt and so connected. So to understand and look at a thing like the Ebola, you have to understand who is behind it. Once you identify the players, once you identify what they've been up to in so many other cases where they've been trying to play ping pong with your brain, you will understand that this is another scare, a major one that they're trying to push us into whatever their agenda is. And the agenda is a one-world fascist state. But I would say the ship is going down, and this is why they're getting so desperate, because of this incredible awakening. Because in the world, I think, you know, in this universe, you need right to understand left, you need up to understand down, and you need evil to understand good.
Mm-hmm.
And every single moment of your life, you have the option to choose love or fear, yes or no, you know. And without fear, you wouldn't understand love, and without love, you wouldn't understand fear. But in a laboratory, because this whole universe is built up on frequencies, on energies. If you take a microscope, whatever you look at, even though it's a rock, whatever, if you go a big enough microscope, you will see that it's vibrating, it's energies. And this group of people have been for centuries very, very aware of the importance of energies. And this is why they're trying to push us down into fear mode, because it's in fear mode that they can control us. If we are high in frequency, if we are up close to what is called love, the highest frequency in this universe is what they call love, what is the universal love, the love that will make a woman, a mother, able to pull off, to lift a car if a child is stuck underneath, or the love that will make a parent just jump into a house that is on fire to rescue his child and so on. That love, not the love I fancy you, baby, that type of love, the highest frequency. If you let the two frequencies, the very, very high frequency and a very, very low frequency, meet in a laboratory, there's a miraculous thing happening, because I would say that, okay, they will meet in the middle and they will have sort of like a fight in the middle trying to see who's going to win. But that is not what happens. The lower frequency just gets annulled. Boom! It disappears. Just like when you switch the light on in a dark room. It's not like the shadows are going, I'm not leaving, and you have to drag it out of the room. No, you put the light on, boom, it's gone. And yep. And so I would say the higher you can keep yourself in energy, the more difficult it is for them to control you. The more you stay away from all this fear-mongering, you have the choice what you let in through your ears and eyes, you know, and turn down the volume, keep your children away from this awful, awful thing, and so on. The more you can raise the energy, and the way to raise this is by gratitude. That is, in my opinion, the best of all. To really feel, you have to do it with feeling. Feel the gratitude for what you got around you. For your legs, if you haven't got legs, then you have arms. If you haven't got arms, you have eyes, ears. You can eat. You've got family around you, people you love, friends. You have a house, a roof, a food for the day, a bed to sleep in. Whatever your situation, focus on the thing that you can be grateful for, and just feel it, and fill your heart with that. That will raise your energy, and you will be able to handle all of these attacks in a lot better way, you know. And just like you so beautifully say as well, think of the community. Don't think about you, me, mine. That is a sure way to go into depression, in my point of view. Think we, what can I do for us? What can I do for my neighbor? What can I do for my community? How can I help? What can I do? Just like JFK said, don't ask your country for what it can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. Do good, be good, go out there, spread beautiful things, and calm people down, because it's just a scare, you know. And if they don't believe you, tell them that you heard me, and get them to send me a ticket. I promise you, I will fly to whatever epicenter of this virus thing. I'll go there. You can take photos of me when I lie down and hug these people. I'll be happy to do it, because it is not real. In my opinion, this is not real. It's just yet another. I mean, that they haven't gotten sick of it themselves, to repeat themselves on such a rate. It's like now they're chopping heads of journalists. What is going to be the next one? How can they freak people out if chopping the head? What are they going to go for next time? Will it be the genitals, or how can they freak people out? It doesn't work anymore. You know, the game is over.
Yeah, I hear you, my friend. And I know many, many others hear you as well, and many are waking up. And there is much that can be done, and it's just so clear. I talk about the power of the dollar for people to be able to support the organizations, the researchers that they care about. And when you spread that out over millions of people, we have a multitude of choices then. Nobody has to go without food for their home, supplies for school, for their kids, whatever it might be. That ability to share that $1, and you can feel good that you are contributing to the areas that you place importance on. Not the mainstream media, but your choice of support for what you feel is important. That's empowering. And that unites us as well. All of these little things that are there in front of our faces, and those who feed on the horrors and ugliness in the propaganda, they're driven further apart. They're hating their fellow man, and that's how we have this mess. I think you and I discussed this before. What happened this time that suddenly memories were wiped out? Just as you spoke about at the beginning of the program, about the fact that Al-Qaeda was a creation and that ISIS was another creation, and people bought the propaganda. They chose fear. They made the wrong choice, and fortunately some are waking up. But choosing fear empowered those agendas and that disconnect. And the wars and the bombings that are taking place, those are all too real and horrifying. So I just, your wise words, Ole, will awaken more and more people. And I believe you give them the courage to stand for what's right. And I think we are off the air. No, I lost you. Okay, let me get him back on. Yeah, I knew it was awfully quiet. So here we go. Hopefully this will reconnect right away. Yeah, because I don't have another way of reaching Ole to call him and add him on. So let's see how this loads. But guys, remember, it's about choice. It's about what you empower. It's about recognizing the power that we all have. Okay. Let me start over and see if I can get him back on. Oh, gosh. Oh, no, that was the wrong way. Wait. That was wrong. I got to do it the other way. Sorry, guys. I'm just getting frustrated trying to get this worked out for us. And to get Ole back on, because we only have a few more minutes. Oh, gosh. It is just such an honor and such a pleasure to have a colleague like Ole, because he is truly outstanding. Okay, and now I'm not finding this. Let me do this again and see. Okay, here we go. And hopefully this will work. I don't have time to reboot and... I just don't know what happened. Let me see. Are we loading here? I don't hear him back. Maybe it was getting too sensitive. You know, we got to wonder about that. Yeah, it is not holding the connection. And maybe he is knocked off. Oh, is he there now? Okay. No, this is very weird, guys. Well, I apologize. We will just have to have Ole back again. If he gives me his number, I can call him. Okay, but he's not responding to the messages on Skype, so I think he is probably off the air. You know, there's a lot of other information going on, and a lot of journalists that are coming out and stating that everything is a lie. Okay, yeah, he is offline. Thank you, Producer Jerry. If you can send him a message and let him know, because obviously my message is not getting through to him. But there was something that I was going to share with you all. And this is an audio. It's from Before It's News, and I know there's a lot of spin there. Okay, which one is this? Let me just move across and get you the one about a journalist who is actually admitting that it is all lies. The media is all lies. So we can listen to the segment with this reporter, and it's on RT News, and here we go. We're not going to hear the whole thing. I'm sorry.
Well, I've been a journalist for about 25 years. And I was educated to lie, to betray, and not to tell the truth to the public. But seeing right now, within the last months, how the German and American media tries to bring war to the people in Europe, to bring war to Russia, this is a point of no return. And I'm going to stand up and say, it is not right what I have done in the past to manipulate people, to make propaganda against Russia, and it is not right what my colleagues do and have done in the past, because they are bribed to betray the people, not only in Germany, all over Europe. The reason writing this book was that I am very fearful of a new war in Europe, and I don't like to have this situation again, because war is never coming from itself. There is always people behind it to push for war. And this is not only politicians, this is journalists too. And I just have written in the book how we have betrayed in the past our readers just to push for war. And because I don't want this anymore. I'm fed up with this propaganda. We live in a banana republic and not in a democratic country where we have press freedom, where we have human rights. If you see the German media, especially my colleagues who day by day write against the Russians, who are in transatlantic organizations and who are supported by the United States to do so, well, people like me, I became honorary citizen of the state of Oklahoma in the United States. Just why? Just because I write pro-American. I wrote pro-American. I was supported by the Central Intelligence Agency, by the CIA. Why? Because I should be pro-American. I'm fed up with it. I don't want to do it anymore. And so I've just written a book not to earn money. No, it will cause a lot of trouble for me, just to give the people in this country, in Germany, in Europe, and all over the world, just to give them a glimpse of a view what goes up behind the closed doors. Yes, there is many examples for that. If we go just back to history, if you go into the year 1988, if you go to your archives, you will find in March 1988 that there was in Iraq, the Kurdish people have been gassed with poisoned gas. That is known all over the world. But in July 1988, they sent me to a town called Zubaydat, that is on the Iraqi-Iranian border. There was war. It was war between the Iranians and the Iraqis, and I was sent there to photograph how the Iranians have been gassed with poisoned gas, with German poisoned gas. You call it Lost and Zarin, mustard gas, made by Germany. They have been gassed, and I was there.
Okay, my friends, that was a top journalist and editor, Dr. Udo Ofkata, and we will have this for you in full tomorrow morning. Be sure to tune in for more of Event Horizons, and we will be playing this so you can get more perspective. Guys, wake up, make the right choices. We're here for you. You know, your home at Revolution Radio will give you the necessary information that you have to get out and share with others. People are desperate. People are hungry for ways to make it better. Be that lifeline, my friends. And we'll be back with more. Big thanks to Ole Damgaard. And I hope you checked out his site, Light on Conspiracies, for how to make it better, my friends. You have the power.
What do you think it is? I don't know. Whatever it is. Alien.
Welcome. Now, care more, gentlemen.
Join me, Joe Kiernan, and Dr. J every Sunday from 10 p.m. Eastern to midnight for Researchers on a Mission Radio. We will be interviewing guests in ufology, experts on the paranormal, and stories from you, the listener. Every Sunday, 10 p.m. in Studio B, join us for some amazing conversations and edge-of-your-seat true thrillers.
Right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Studio B, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Sunday nights. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
There needs some more speed records in this day and age. You need coverage.
Coverage? Oh, you mean them little root weevils that crawl around popping off cameras in your face?
Yeah, those root weevils write history.
Many of you know that quote by Jack Nicholson in A Few Good Men, "You can't handle the truth." Well, you can, and Event Horizons will give you those truths. So when you're mad as hell and not going to take it anymore, from that memorable scene in Network, you'll know just what to do. We will draw you in and become your news addiction at Event Horizons. Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time at freedomslips.com. And
at Revolution Radio. Our world team members are Dennis Fecho, John Ilias, David Dunger, Hila Cass, MD, Melanie Richton, Jim Mars, Paula Harris, John Trello, Maria Payan, Christopher Husser, D.O.D.D.A.